Hello, welcome to Bruce's Sunny Podcast. I'm going to start with a shameless plug for my new EP called the Destruction Therapy EP. This is under the name of Lobtuse, which is a name that we've come up with to define music produced by myself with a lot of help from Jordan Ayres. And so this is the first track on that EP. I hope you enjoy it, and after that we're going to do lots of other fun stuff with lots of fun and interesting people. Here we go.
See me when I'm rocking, there is just no stopping.
So one of the people that I like working with most is Tosca Wilde. He was in The Get once, actually, as Steve Dobson, but he moved on to much more glamorous and interesting things. And this is a new track that he's done, but it's already a favourite amongst his fans. This is called Dora.
Hi, Dora, don't you cry. We know what we need to hide. Leave her. Hi-ya. Now, Dora, it's Don't you dress that way? Heinrich, Heinrich, keep so low. Heinrich, Heinrich, what a blow. Heinrich, Heinrich, what a ball. Nature led you well astray. Keep up.
Hello, Tosca.
Hello there. How are you, Brucey?
I'm great. Yeah, this you're part of Brucey's Sunny podcast.
Yay, favorite loss.
I think since you got here, it's got even hotter.
Whoa. Well, hot voodoo. Which happens to be the title of my songs, so I'm promoting myself, yes.
So hey, we just played Dora. So just tell us a bit about that song then.
It's a true story. It was during the Nazi Olympics, I believe it was 1934. Hitler and the Nazi regime decided that they didn't really want any Jews representing Germany. I think they picked a couple of token ones. But there was a really famous female high jumper called Gretel. And unfortunately, she was banned from appearing. So they got this young girl called Dora Ratchin in to represent her. Dora didn't do too badly. She came fourth, just missing out on the medal. And she became rather successful. She held the world record in 1938. And there's a picture of her giving a Nazi salute on the podium. And she went on this train journey and there was a complaint about her. And she was taken off by the Gestapo. And the Gestapo said, look, we've had a complaint made about you. Someone says you're a man dressed up as a woman. And basically they strip searched her and they found out she was indeed male, although retrospectively she may well have been intersex, both male and female. So rather than sort of sending her to the concentration camp and getting her exterminated, they told her she had to live the rest of her life as a man called Heinrich. Very sad story. But I thought I should make the world aware of Dora's plight.
Yeah, it's definitely one of your best tracks. And so I'm glad that we played it. What are your future plans at the moment?
Lots of gigs at the moment. I'm going to be appearing, and I believe you're going to be appearing as well with me, supporting TV Smith from the adverts at the Cricketers Pub on the 20th of April. And there's quite an interesting story in that turn of the century, there was a well-known sort of vaudeville singer called Fred Barnes. And Fred Barnes sort of dressed up in male clothing, but apparently he was very effeminate, wore lots of makeup. And he was very, very successful, but his career took like a downturn. And eventually he ended up at the Cricketers Pub and he used to do a little set there with a chicken on his shoulder. So I'm hoping to sort of like do some form of tribute. Yeah, a chicken on his shoulder. He used to have a marmoset when he was more famous, which apparently used to defecate on him. So he had a chicken on his shoulder. So hopefully I'll find a rubber chicken and bring it into the act. We shall see, Bruce. We shall see. Yes.
We should definitely see if we can find a chicken.
I don't know. It might lay an egg on me. I might sort of like get a, you know, that'd be my salary for the day. That'll be fine. Yes.
So when did you find out about Fred then?
It was our good friend Gary Smith from the Getz. Gary Getz sent me a link on him. And yeah. I kind of read up on him, and I've got a sort of like it was a history of various queer artists, and he was featured in it, and he sounds like a really fascinating character. Not dissimilar to me, he enjoyed a drink and lots of attention. And thought, well,
and all that time that we spent in the cricketers in our earlier years, and we never knew about him. So
we at least never knew. I shall make the audience aware of sort of like Fred Barnes, and just to let the audience know, at least one gay advert there. So I'm pretty sure they'll look forward to.
I'll look forward to being part of that. and what we're going to do now is play Tea Girl, which is the track that we did together, and Jordan Aries produced it for us. So I think we were both very pleased with that, weren't they? Weren't we? I mean, so yeah. Is there anything?
Our best work to date, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. So let's play it now. Thank you for being part of Bruce's Sunny's podcast.
And my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. Bye.
Soon. Bye.
Bye.
Probably the only band that I've been in, really, about the only band that's performed live anyway. And so if you're sitting comfortably, I'll or if you need a bit more sleep, I'll give you a little bit of the background. So Gary and I formed the Get back in about 1979, I think, in the bedroom. were using whatever we had to hand to make some noise. This was including some guitar, which never got tuned, some boxes and tins. We just made a noise, really, and we took it in turns to sing and dance and whatever. And we made loads of cassette tapes that nobody ever heard. Then we found this place, 06 in Southend, that allowed any musician to go on stage. So we booked a slot, knowing full well we couldn't play, but we had songs. And we recruited a couple of friends to play with us, John Smith and Steve Whittock, who sadly we haven't seen for a long time. But Steve Whittock was the musician, so obviously he was on bass. That's what you do with all musicians, isn't it? And we played a gig at 06 where we kind of got through these numbers. Somehow, there was a lot of noise. We thought it was cheering, so we gave an encore, but really, I think it wasn't cheering. And so, flushed by that success, we went on and booked a Wapping's Elephant Studios in Wapping and recorded some songs. And the first song that we recorded was Voodoo Doll, which has recently been featured on the It's a Dog's Life compilation, Joan Shepherd Records. But then the first thing we released from that session on the FlexiDisc was Vampire Dread. So now, as a special treat, here it is. We'll be right back. was Vampire Dread. Since then, we had like a 25-year gap when we probably brought up our families and things like careers and stuff like that. But then we came to our senses and we got together for the South End Punk Reunion in about 2006. And then since then, we went back into the studio and I think we've probably recorded stuff that nearly sounds like proper songs. And this particular recording is one of our better ones. It's called She's the Bomb. That was She's the Bomb by The Get. That was especially extended version with the drums of Reese Broomfield, who luckily enough Lucky for Us produced that track and a number of the tracks on Gettitude to give us that little bit of quality production that we perhaps hadn't had before. And speaking of production, Jordan Ayres, a solo artist, but he's also a producer. He's done tracks for Toscawara and myself, and now I'm going to play one of his solo tracks, and it's a big favourite when he plays live, and I think you're going to like it. Here it is.
This one's called Down and Out. Covers.
All right, that was Down and Out, a song by Aries from a special performance he did at Sound Circus.
So unfortunately, he's got a few technical issues and can't actually join us, but I've got some answers from him. So I'm going to conduct this as if I was actually interviewing him. Let's see how this goes. So, Jordan, what is the most difficult song for you to play live? Well, I'd say if we're talking original songs, probably the Grigori. It's not exactly hard to play, but it's one of those tracks in my set list where I have to really concentrate and relax my vocals, as it's ever so slightly out of my vocal range and it requires a much softer voice than I'd usually sing with. But if we're talking covers, it'll be Radiohead's Paranoid Android by a mile. The guitar parts are intricate, and in the heat of the moment, when you're pumped full of adrenaline, they're incredibly tricky to get right. So what cover song are you most proud of? Is it Paranoid? I think in terms of achievement, Paranoid Android, I've spent a lot of time dissecting the song and listening out for all the tiny details, and at the risk of sounding big-headed, I feel I've managed to do a great job in the performance and production of the track. It was a big challenge. However, I'm also very proud of my cover of Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. I've always loved the song, but I've also always loved Placebo's cover of it. I always wanted to hear a version of the song that was a sort of cross between the two, and with an added anthem and synthesizers, I think I've managed to create that version. Cool. Now, which song by another artist have you most enjoyed producing? Again, Paranoid Android. The detail of the track just made it so much fun. I've also posted a cover on YouTube recently of a track called Sad Machine by Porter Robinson. In terms of production, a lot went into that, including a lot of my sound design, creating my own drum and synth sounds from scratch. Wow. So to finish with, are there any other artists that have influenced you now and are making you want to change your own sound? Definitely, both 21 Pilots and Porter Robinson. Though they are two very different styles, I love the massive sounds that Porter creates and the melancholy vocal melodies. And I love 21 Pilots for their pop-tastic catchy tunes, deep personal lyrics and choice of synth sounds. The production of the drums on their most recent album, Trench, is amazing. In my opinion, they are the perfect mix of acoustic and electronic drums. They're so deep and punchy, they stick right out in the mix, and I've been trying to produce my drums in a very similar vein. Both artists are very sync-based, as is what I do. Thank you very much, Jordan. Well, we'll play the cover you suggested right now.
Is anyone there? Oh, hi.
Thank you. Wow, that was a great cover, wasn't it? So, we've had some really exciting news that Paul Brown will be joining us later, who I have also collaborated with at times. But he's got a brand new solo track, which we're going to play. So first, this is another track from the Destruction Therapy EP. This is dedicated to Oscar Wilde, and it's called Transform Yourself. So, by way of complete contrast, this is Paul Brown's new solo track, which is a beautiful little piece that he's very kindly just given to me. So, have a listen to this. Thank you. Right, okay, that was Paul Brown's new track. What was it called?
I've no idea. I said to you two that I should give it a name.
Oh, didn't you?
So we called it something. I actually think I named it just after the date that it was recorded, which might have been...
Oh, you did just give it a date.
January 2019.
That's what it's called.
So 2019 or something like that. Yeah.
So, but what didn't the band have a name or something? It was...
The Ancient Radiation Project. And it's not so much a band, but more kind of a concept.
Yeah, well, please tell me more about that concept.
I'll give it a go. A while back, I've always been into instrumental music.
Yeah.
No singing, so sorry, Bruce. But yeah, instrumental music where you have literally just instruments like,
yeah.
And maybe electronic music, but also acoustic instruments as well.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me to actually combine them. So I've got the idea of trying different things like that. Sometimes, I mean, I was always obsessed with the drum machine.
Yeah.
You know, how was I going to get a great sort of like drum feel out of this? You don't need it. You take it away, you can actually record some good stuff without a drum machine. And actually then I started thinking, well, if I break that down and start doing stuff with a looping pedal, I'll create a little loop.
Yeah.
Might be a bass line, it might be a little riff.
Yeah.
I always liked unusual time signatures as well. So
what time signature is that in, Paul?
5/4.
Oh, I knew that.
5/4. You count it in fours, it sounds like it's all going wrong. But if you count it in fives, it lines up.
And what is 5/4 normally used for then?
The most obvious one is Take 5, is the track by Dave Brubeck.
Oh.
And Mission Impossible.
Right, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's an unusual time signature, but I like the idea of using that one. You can use it anything. Yeah. And then loop that, and then what I did was I just kind of created a few other things, and then put it on a multi-track recorder and recorded loads of different parts.
Yeah.
So you have all these different sections of guitars, and just I can create the music on the go rather than actually compose it. You just say, what will go good there? And you end up suddenly being very surprised what you end up with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of the influence I had originally was... of course, naturally. But
far from that.
But also, a guitarist. No, just get me started.
It's all right. I've lost
the thread now. I made my bed. But a guitarist called Vincent Riley, who was part of the Durati Column, and he recorded an album called The Return of the Durati Column, and it was just an instrumental guitar, fantastic. Yeah. Loved it when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Always kind of like was inspired by that.
Yeah.
I was also inspired by a guitarist called Robert Fripp, who is still playing in King Crimson, and he plays around things called soundscapes.
Yeah,
and it's nothing that sounds like that down there. But
the band has started.
Apparently, so.
I think we're just above the band, aren't we?
What a great place to be. if these four balls go, I'm going to end up on the drum, probably. And those two guitarists kind of influenced me to come up with this stuff, this instrumental stuff that I liked.
Yeah.
So really the first track you heard was thrown together for this purpose, to sort of kind of partially demonstrate what I like doing.
Yeah.
But it will go in different areas.
Yeah.
And the whole hope of it is I'll record a whole ton of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then just end up with loads of material and go,
yeah,
you know, these are, I can use them for different things.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what yet.
No.
Maybe films, tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe just loops for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Maybe just instrumental tracks that get me away from that sort of songwriting idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to write songs. How are we doing for time?
No, we're all right. Yeah, no, it's very good.
Writing songs based on
like
the idea there'd be an instrumental, but a song. So you got verse, chorus, verse, chorus, whatever.
Yeah.
And usually in my case, verse, chorus, guitar solo, chorus at the end. But I decided to structure it that it was more like maybe classical music or a jazz piece where you have a head and then you experiment and then you have the head again. But in classical music, you really go with the idea that you can expand in areas like a fugue,
where
you can have different sections which may be interpreted in different ways. So you've got like A, B, C, A, B, C, D, stuff like that. Just mess around with the idea.
Anybody would think you were a music teacher.
No, maybe. I'll waffle around sometimes. All that sort of thing. So instead of thinking like verse, chorus, I'm thinking of other structures and other ideas. Whereas that first track that you heard, the one we don't know the name of, is designed really just to be development of the same idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of like a ground bass, like Pachelbel's Canon.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Pachelbel's Canon is a perfect example, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are others like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much, Paul.
No worries. I'll be back later.
Well, hang on. We're just about to play the track we did together, which is called...
Oh, yeah.
Which was a big hit in my head.
Yeah. And then on my Kindle for a while as well.
And we did a great video for it in your garden, didn't we?
Oh,
but vinyl is back. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And you did a guitar solo with your fence as a backdrop.
That's
you
right,
know,
yeah.
So check out the video for this.
Check out my fence solo.
So, we're going to play that now. So thank you very much, Paul.
No worries.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye.
If you made it this far, you've listened to the whole podcast. Well done. That's an hour of your time you won't get back. No. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm really pleased that I've been able to make music with so many interesting people and that I've included their tracks, their own tracks for you to enjoy too. So, I hope you enjoyed it and see you soon.